We both woke up on Christmas morn in separate beds across the hall. My parents' house, my mother's laws. We couldn't wait until tomorrow. The bumper hanging in the snow. My dad asks, sure you have to go. And mom said, see, I told you so. You should have rented a U-Haul. By 12 o'clock, we hit the road. Our stomachs full, a heavy load. Our chariot, a V8 Ford. It would be a great adventure. In Buffalo, we were stopped and stared at. The customs man said, pull over there. I brushed your cheek, you stroked my hair. As we waited for an eternity, they called our names through the speaker bus and asked us what our purpose was. For crossing the border like Santa Claus, were we trying to pull a fast one? They asked you all about your new job. One played good cop, one took notes. They emptied the car and searched for drugs or whatever it was they were looking for, and left it all piled up beside the trunk and wished us good luck. With Canada in our rearview mirror and Christmas carols on the stereo, the snow fell hard, the road went clear. Black ice, our Christmas miracle. We crawled along the throughway ride. The snow was rising on all sides. The windshield wipers kept the time to the ops and Feliz Navidad. We pulled into a Cracker Barrel, hardly gay in our apparel. The waitress said, my name is Cheryl. Take your time, it looks rough out there. You look like you're on some kind of great adventure. I ordered chicken, deep fried steak. You gave me a look, I said, give me a break. It's my first meal in America. The muffler fell off the back of the car, around Clarksburg, West Virginia. You held my hand and we tried to laugh, but we couldn't hear much after that. 79 is a boring drive. I'd hardly know you were alive without you snoring by my side and missing the great adventure. Missing the great adventure. The sicko sign said 24 hours. I bought flowers. You said, now that's romantic. We stopped at 12 at a Motel 8, the only place that looked open late. They have HBO, won't that be great? We fell asleep in the first 5 minutes of Sopranos, but woke up in each other's arms. We kissed, then lost a couple hours, and then we tried to find our clothes, all scrunched up under the covers. We thought that was a pretty good start to our great adventure. flashing lights came up behind us. The cop sauntered up to the window, said 65 in a 50 zone. I said, there's no way, you must have the wrong car in your radar. We left $200 lighter on a great adventure. Tried to break the swerve part, was a bad mistake. Whatever we hit, I heard it break, and soon we both started crying. Finally we turned around and drove the half an hour down to lay that turtle in the ground, but we didn't have a shovel or anything. Some groceries. We fought over the price of ham and Bounty versus the Kroger brand. In the checkout line, we wondered, could we stand each other's company? We cuddled up in front of the TV and ate our ham and cranberry on brown bread with a slice of bedroom. And that was